We're doing Rosh Hashanah. We're up to Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. About 8 lines from where the lines get wider, 2 lines down, 4 lines down from Tosfot Shita Toranita. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. We'll dedicate our learning to Rav Pesach Zelig Eilberg. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said the following: Kol shita v'shita shenatalu nochrim Yerushalayim. For every one of these trees, remember we said there are 10 types of cedar trees. One of them is a shita. Every one of them that the Gentiles took from Jerusalem, atida kadosh baruch hu lachziran la. God is destined to return those trees to Jerusalem. And he quotes the same pasuk, shenemar eten bamidbar eretz shita. I will place in the desert the cedar tree, the shita tree, v'nidbar el Yerushalayim. And when it says desert, that's a reference to Jerusalem. Shenemar, the verse says, Sion midbar aita. Zion was a desert. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, and you'll notice that if we have to choose 2 prime candidates who tell us Agadita, it's Rabbi Yochanan and his disciple Rabbi Elazar. Those 2 Amorim you see over and over again telling us Agadita. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is the Rabbi Yochanan, the disciple of Rabbi, the contemporary of Rav and Shmuel, the one who compiled the Talmud Yerushalmi. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol ha-lomed Torah ve'eino melamda, dome la'adas b'midbar. If someone learns Torah but doesn't teach Torah, we were talking about this last night. So then he's like a hadash, this lush plant in the middle of the desert. Who benefits from it? What a beautiful tree, but no one's going to gain from it. Ika de'amri, others say, Kol ha-lomed Torah umlamda, b'makom she'en talmidei chachamim. If you learn Torah and teach Torah, and there's no one else there teaching Torah. So then, Dome la Hadas Bamidbar. So then he's like the Hadas. You walk in the desert and there's nothing, and suddenly you see a Hadas, you see a lush tree. Techaviv, how much you cherish that tree. You walk in the city where there are a lot of trees. Okay, who notices it? In the desert, wow, it stands out. So Hadas, we know, says the Hadas is a reference to the Tzaddikim, right? We learn that from the Nebuah of Zechariah, that the Tzaddikim are Tzaddikim are compared to Hadasim. Esther was compared to Hadas. It says he saw a vision and he was standing among the Hadasim. So Chazal say means he was standing among the Tzaddikim. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Oy lehem lovdei kochavim shein lehem takana. Rabbi Yochanan said, woe to the pagans, because they could never fix what they did. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Tachat anechoshet avizav. God says, they stole copper from you, Israel, I'll give you gold. V'tachat abarzel avikesef, they stole regular metal, I'll give you silver. V'tachat aitzim nechoshet, they stole wood, I'll give you copper. V'tachat avanim barzel, they stole stones, I'll give you metal. Fine. So for that, there's a replacement, but tachat Rabbi Akiva v'cham v'rav. My mevi'im. How are they ever going to pay back Rabbi Akiva and the other rabbis who they took from us? So that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, that there's no way they could fix what they did. V'alehem u'mer v'niketi, damam lo niketi. About them, the prophet Yoel says, I will be able to cleanse of many sins, but the blood that was spilled, the blood of Israel, that I could never cleanse. We said in the Mishnah, Umei'ayin ayu masi'in masuot. What was the order when they'd lift these torches to signify that the new moon had come, that they dedicated the new moon? How did they do this? So the Mishnah enumerated from one city to the next one until it got to Beit Biltin, my Beit Biltin. Amarav Zo Biram. Beit Biltin is a reference to Biram, which is somewhere in Eretz Yisrael. My Gola, says, then it would go out throughout the Gola. What is Gola? Amar Rav Yosef, Zo Pumbedita. Maikim Duat Esh, what does it mean? He saw it all like, he'd look out to the Gola. And it would seem like a Midurat Esh, like a big fire. What does that mean? Tana kol echad v'echad notel avuka biyadov ole l'rosh gago. The way they do it is everyone would go out to their rooftops and wave a torch. So then you'd look out to Pombedisa and you saw, wow, it looked like it was all on fire. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. He says, Af Charim v'chayir v'geder v'chaveroteah. These cities too were part of the procession. Some say these cities were in between the cities mentioned in the Mishnah. And others say no. You had two processions of fires going throughout Israel. One on one side and one on the other side. And so these cities were on the corresponding side of Israel. You had, I guess, on the east and the west, you had a procession of torches till it got out to the Golan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, min kol achat v'achat shmone parsaot. Between each city there were 8 parsa. A parsa is 4 mil. Kama havalu tlatin. Tlatin v'taltin. He had 4 cities, 8 parsa in between, 8 times 4, 32. Veha haidana tuva havu. Wait, but today if you measure, there's a much greater distance. Amar Rabbaye, astud me istatum lehu darchei. Yeah, today we don't travel in the same paths they traveled then. Today we have all kinds of problems with our roads, so our roads don't go a straight path. Tichtiv, lachen hine nisach et orkech basirim. Hashem says, I will make your paths filled with thorns. You'll have to go in unusual, convoluted paths. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar mehacha, dichtiv, netivotai iva. This is the pasuk, Netivotai ma, Hashem ruined my paths because of the destruction. This is part of what happened in the Churban. So that's why back then it was only 8 parsa in between them, but today it's much longer. Chatzer gdola hayta b'Yerushalayim u'bet Ya'azek hayta nikret. There was this big courtyard in Yerushalayim. It was called Bet Ya'azek. V'lasham kol ha'adim mitkanseim, and all the witnesses knew they had to go there. So the courts would check, would question the witnesses there. They'd make them big meals, so that people would come, you know, make it a habit of coming. Initially, once they entered that courtyard, they couldn't leave it because they had walked beyond their Tchum Shabbos. And now all they had was Dalet Amos. So that whole courtyard equal is like Dalet Amos. But they can leave it. Etkin Rabban Gamliel Azaken. Shuyu Malchin Alpayim Amal L'chol Ruach. Rabban Gamliel, the elder, he instituted that they are given 2,000 Amah in every direction as though this were their city, that courtyard. V'lo ilu bilvad, el af chachama ba'al liyaled. He instituted it not only for the witnesses, but also for a midwife who came to give birth. After she gives birth, she isn't stuck in that house. She can walk 2,000 amen in every direction. And one who came to rescue a city from a fire or from an army, a battalion, or from a river that's overflowing, or from an avalanche. These people get the din of the people of the city. And they could travel 2,000 amah in every direction. That was Rabbi Gamliel Azaken's institution. That you don't want these people to hesitate to go. And sometimes for silly things, people hesitate to go. I had once that someone asked me, Shaila, they weren't sure if they should go to the hospital or not. So I said, go. And they said, and what do I do with the keys in the ignition? So I saw that these people they might not go to the hospital if they have to leave the key in the ignition. Gemara, Ibailehu, Bet Yazeknan, or Bet Yazeknan, is it with an ayin or without an ayin? Is it Ya'azek or Yazik. Bet Ya'azik Tanan Lishna Me'al Yehudichti Vayazikehu Vayisakelehu. Is it Bet Ya'azik? And then Ya'azik is a term of fixing. It's a place that that's fenced in nicely. Odinma Bet Yazik Tanan Lishna Detzaru. Or does it say Bet Yazik? Because they're stuck there. Is it Ya'azek? They're fenced in, because initially they couldn't go anywhere. But it's a nice way of saying fenced in, because Ya'azek is, you set it up nicely and made a fence around it. Or is it Bet Yazek? Because they're like in shackles. So did they call the courtyard of shackles? Was that the Bet Yazek? Amar Abaye Tashma Sudot Olot Yusin Lehem Sham Kedei Shiugnim Lavo. Abaye says, you see, they weren't so troubled. They'd make these big fancy meals there. So obviously it wasn't like they were in shackles. Says the Gemara, Dilma Tauti Abu Avdi Buhu. Maybe they both were true. They'd make them these big meals, but they were also like they were in shackles because they couldn't leave. Who told you which way it went? Could be that's why it was called Beit Yazik.
So they would make big meals on Erev Shabbat in case people would come and testify?
I guess, yeah. Maybe they'd take from the public funds. Maybe they had public food that was available anyways, like the Kiddush and Shul and other stuff. I don't know.